This week, KUAW's politics team has been looking at the surge of activism since the election of President Donald Trump. Reporter John Ryan spoke with a Bainbridge Island man who took advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to speak out from within.
Have you ever left a job where you were tempted to tell off your boss on your way out the door? After working a quarter century at the Environmental Protection Agency, Michael Cox didn't hold his tongue. On his last day, he sent a scorcher of a letter to the new boss, Trump appointee Scott Pruitt.
Could you read your letter just from the top?
Sure. March 31st, 2017. Dear Administrator Pruitt, my name is Michael Cox. Today is my last day after working at EPA for over 25 years.
Cox is sitting on a bench at Waterfront Park on Bainbridge Island. It looks out over Eagle Harbor, a short ferry ride from Seattle. The EPA has been trying to clean up toxic waste in the harbor since about the time Cox started working for the agency.
I'm writing this note because I, along with many EPA staff, are becoming increasingly alarmed about the direction of EPA under your leadership.
It's his first week as a retiree. The letter Cox is reading was the last thing he produced as a federal employee.
I have worked under six administrations with the political appointees leading EPA from both parties. This is the first time I remember staff openly dismissing and mocking the environmental policies of an administration, and by extension, you. Morale at EPA is the lowest since I started in 1987.
The Trump administration has proposed to cut EPA's budget by 31%. That's a deeper cut than at any other major agency. EPA efforts to fight climate change and clean up Puget Sound would be stopped entirely. Staff would be shrunk back down to the levels of the early 1980s, when the U.S. economy was half the size it is today. EPA officials declined to comment for this story, but here's Scott Pruitt talking on CNBC last month about carbon dioxide, the primary cause of global warming.
So no, I would not agree that it's a primary contributor to the global warming that we see.
Okay.
All right. But we don't know that yet. We need to continue the review and analysis.
It was shocking when you stated on national television that carbon dioxide is not a primary contributor to climate change. This is settled science, and we have too many other important scientific issues to investigate related to climate change to waste our time debating this issue.
Cox says he understands that elections have consequences, that policies change with each administration. But he says what pushed him to write the letter was the day President Trump came to EPA headquarters. Trump signed orders aimed at boosting coal and blocking the Obama administration's biggest climate effort, the Clean Power Plan. Here's Pruitt at the event, followed by the president.
Perhaps some of you, this is your first visit to the EPA. It's good to see some coal miners here at the EPA. So welcome to you here. That is what this is all about, bringing back our jobs, bringing back our dreams, and making America wealthy again. I also want to thank the dedicated public servants who are with us this afternoon. You're doing important work to protect our health and public resources, so important.
None of the federal officials on stage that day at EPA mentioned climate change.
We were frankly insulted that the president would come to EPA to announce that he is overturning the work to battle the most urgent environmental problem of our generation, climate change. It was beyond comprehension that administration could be so arrogant and callous.
Cox says he's under no illusions that one employee letter will influence an administration that is heading full steam in the opposite direction.
I could have just not said anything, but I felt so strongly that if I wouldn't have said something, I would have felt that I didn't do everything that I could. And what little it will matter and may probably doesn't matter at all, it was my little piece of what I could do as I was walking out the door.
Cox is a toxicologist by training. In recent years, he worked mostly on climate change at EPA. He says his exit letter was just a first step.
And I realized that for many years I'd been complacent and hadn't got politically active. And so now that I'm not working for EPA, I'm going to get more active and join, especially on the climate change. I feel very strongly about climate change, and so I'm definitely going to get more involved now.
As for the EPA, what budgets and programs get cut is ultimately up to Congress. In his letter, Cox invites the head of the EPA to come to the Pacific Northwest or Alaska to see how a changing climate is already affecting people and fish and much more. But since he's no longer working for Uncle Sam, he expects someone else will have to be the tour guide. Reporting from Bainbridge Island, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
And now we hear from someone else who's been spurred to political activism by the election of President Donald Trump. Nora Hacker comes from an evangelical Christian background. She told KUOW's Kim Malcolm what happened when she attended the Women's March in January.
I was leaving my bubble completely to go to a women's march. Christians don't protest, and to march with Planned Parenthood people, I mean, all of this was just like not in my bubble. And as much as I love all people, I don't know all people. So I didn't know what to expect. And all I felt was love. Like, we were all there for a cause, and it wasn't anti-Trump, it was for. For me, it was for immigrants and refugees and people of color and Black Lives Matter. And I still feel pretty energized. I know a lot of my friends are a little more discouraged. But then it's also, to me, about motivating others to get involved. I really think that the salvation of our democracy comes down to everybody calling, not just the left liberals. Or I don't consider myself a progressive, but apparently all my policies now line up with progressives. I think the right needs to be calling too. And so eventually I want to motivate all my friends to call and talk to their Congress when something comes up that they care about.
That was Nora Hacker from the Tacoma area talking about her activism since the election of President Donald Trump. She plans to march for Black Lives Matter on Saturday. We have more profiles of our region's new activists at KUOW.org. And you'll hear more about activism next week when KUOW's politics team looks at why scientists are riled up enough to march in protest.